Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. Welcome to the broadcast today. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to encourage you, if you're able, get a pen, get a notepad, get your Bible. We're getting ready to study the Word of God. We're going to be teaching a lesson coming from Jude 1 and verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation. We're going to be taking the first part of that scripture, and our subject is the common salvation. God got only one salvation plan for all his people. Let's go into the Word of God and look at it. Amen.
If you have your Bibles, I want you to go with me to Jude. It's only one chapter, and we're going to read verse 3. I thank God for this ministry. I love coming here. I love preaching here more than anywhere on the planet. You guys are some excited people. I'm telling you, you're some exciting people to be around. And so I thank God, amen, for coming here. You know, when I go to other places where they don't love the word quite as much as you guys do, I'm really grieved in a sense, because I don't like to preach nowhere where people don't love the word. Amen. Now, I'll go preach anywhere that God send me, but I really don't like preaching places where people don't honor the word. People be looking for a thrill, an emotional thrill. You guys looking for the word of the Lord. And so it makes my job easier to be here and to preach the word to people that love the word. Amen. So I thank God for you. You guys are a blessing. Okay. Jude, verse 3. One chapter. Look at verse 3. It says, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation. Can you repeat that after me? Common salvation. One more time. Common salvation. So when I see a teachable moment, I have to stop. What I'm about to teach on today is so important to every person who claims they believe in God and want to make heaven their home. There really is not two or three plans of salvation. It's only one plan of salvation. And unfortunately, many people are not preaching the plan of salvation the way it's written in the scripture. It's a common salvation. It's common. Now, I just can't pass up this teachable moment. I'll give you my subject in a minute. The word common means this: pertaining equally to and shared by an entire community, culture, and nation. Amen. We're a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. And all of God's people share only one common salvation. There's no 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 ways of salvation. There's only one way to be saved, and it's one common salvation. And every church that's really of God, every person that really love God, supposed to say the same things and understand the same thing about that one common salvation. It's not a complicated salvation. It's not like, well, this is the way we see it at our church and this is the way we teach. No. It's a common salvation, and it's shared equally with all of God's people. It don't matter what church you're in. Now, if you're in a church that don't share the same common salvation that is written in the scriptures, you in the wrong church, because that's not the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that's a fact, okay? And I'm not saying you have to be in this church. I'm just simply saying that when we lay out this common salvation, the scripture talks about it, this common salvation, every believer, no matter where you are in the body of Christ, no matter what church you in, you better find yourself in this common salvation, or you are not in the plan that God put in place, and you could end up in eternal hell at the end of your life. It's a common salvation. Okay, so it says, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and to exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Jude was getting ready to pen and write and explain some things about the common salvation. And then it seemed like the Holy Ghost came on him and said, you know what, it's more needful now to write to peoples and tell them how to contend for the faith. Then you come back later, explain it to them, but they need to know how to contend for what they just got, what God sent to the church. So I'm going to use for a subject the common salvation. Or you could say a common salvation. It's only one salvation plan that God put in place. And I'm telling you, everybody's supposed to sound alike. And for a subtopic, I'm going to use contending for the faith. And again, I want to emphasize this. It's only one plan of salvation. Just one. And let me throw this in. And this is a fact. Okay? This is a fact in the Word of God. Only true apostles and prophets can unveil and reveal that plan. Now, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher is supposed to be in line with the apostles and the prophets of the New Testament when they unveil the plan of salvation. Because God gave the mystery to true apostles and prophets. Now, that's what the Bible say. That I didn't make up a Bible now. I didn't make this up. This is the scriptures. There is really no local New Testament church that is supposed to operate outside of a true apostle and prophet. And I'm not talking about somebody with apostle on their name. I'm not talking about somebody in an apostolic religion. I'm not talking about some church that got apostolic on their sign. I'm talking about the true anointing and calling of an apostle that can take the scripture and then bring the mystery of the scripture and let you see it and it become illumination to you. Because see, any preacher, any apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, any one of them preachers, if they want to, they can stir your emotions up. I start shouting, jumping up and down and running, I make somebody else in here shout. You don't even know why you shouting. Excitement brings on excitement. So a preacher can easily get you emotionally stirred. But that ain't it. A lot of folks emotionally stirred. Michael Jackson stirred a lot of people's emotions and had their feelings, you know, had their feelings working till it made them move. You know, some of them moonwalked on into hell. He moonwalked on into hell if he didn't repent. So people in the church and outside the church can stir your emotions, but you need somebody who truly called by God, anointed, appointed, and sent to take this mystery, unveil it, and let this book come alive to you. Then the Holy Ghost on the inside of you confirm it and say, that's truth, and walk in that. That's what gets you to heaven. And this mystery is not supposed to be explained outside the apostle and the prophet. Now, that's a fact. So any church and any preacher that's not connected with true. Because there's a lot of fake stuff out here. Apostles and prophets, then I'm telling you, according to this book, you don't know the mystery, you can't know the mystery, and you're going to have a misconception of God's plan of salvation. Because God set those two offices and set them specifically in place first, and those two offices got to be the one to unveil the mystery of this salvation plan. And otherwise, you can't know it. It's a common salvation. Amen. It fits everybody. Now I'm going to ask a question with a show of hands. How many of you truly want to be saved? I know I do. I truly want to be saved. I don't want to be in this thing called church and miss heaven. After all is said and done, when my life is over, I'm in this to be saved, to spend eternity with God. Okay? And I'm going to do everything in my power through the Holy Ghost this book tells me to do. Because I truly want to be saved. I want to be saved right now. And if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he'll come into your life. And the confirmation that you're saved now is the Spirit of the Lord have to enter your life. When the Spirit of the Lord enter you, you're really not saved till the Spirit enter you. Because it is the Holy Spirit that implement the new birth and call you to be born again. Okay? Speaking in tongues is just an addition to the blessing of which you need. Okay? But if you never, then you can be born again by the power of God, and that is the confirmation that you are saved. Amen? Now, you do need to go on and pray in the Spirit, and if you don't know, we'll work with you in that area, because you do need to be filled completely with the Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. But I don't want to get that mixed up with the Spirit just entering your life and changing you. Because the Spirit entered my life March the 4th, 1980. I was born again, made a new creature. It was 2 years later before I spoke in tongues. Okay? So we'll teach on that sometime. And I don't want to minimize neither one of them. Because both of them really one and the same. They one and the same. It's really not no two different experiences. We've taught it as if it's two different experiences, but the truth of the matter is, it's not but one Holy Ghost that calls you to be born again and one Holy Ghost that give you the utterance. Am I right? So it really shouldn't have never been taught as two different experiences. But God meet people where they are. And so it has become two different experiences, but it's really one experience. Hallelujah. The common salvation, contending for the faith. I truly want to be saved. All of you testify that you want to be saved. Now, let us look at God's common salvation plan. Let's look at it. Let's review. I had another message that I was going to preach, and I woke up this morning dreamed about this, and I heard the voice of the Lord say, teach this. So this is for somebody. Because we have to share this with others in the body of Christ, because there's many people that are truly saved and don't understand the plan. It's a plan. It's not just you confessing Jesus, shaking a preacher's hand, just coming to church. It's a plan. It's a plan that after you done accepted Jesus, been born again, you got to stay in the plan. Because if you get out of the plan, what do you think would have happened to the people if they'd have jumped out the ark? Think about it. They'd have got drowned. The plan of salvation is the ark. You got to stay in the plan all the way till you die. And when you die, if you raise your hand and say, I truly want to be saved, you got to understand the plan, stay in it to the end, don't get out the boat till Jesus opened the door. He going to open the door on the other end. That's why the Bible said when they all went into the ark, God shut the door. God shut the door, and now he'll open the door on the end. It's a plan. Okay, now I want to look at a picture of salvation, just a picture. I just talked a little bit about it, First Peter, this is so important, and I'm glad we're going to put some of this on Facebook. Please like us on Facebook, our Someone Cares Ministry Facebook page, and send some of this out to all of your followers. Most of you got Facebook. Now, if you're ashamed of the gospel, you won't do this, but ain't nobody in here ashamed of the gospel. If you're not ashamed of the gospel, you need to like this and you need to start sending it out. Now, you're going to have a lot of people making comments. Don't worry about people who laugh at you when you talk about perfection. Don't worry about that. That's for blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Go on and persecute me. Go on and talk about me. I'm going to stay in the ship. Amen. So don't be ashamed to send this out, because we're sending the gospel out. I was watching some of those little 10-minute clips. They are so effective, so powerful. And if we could just flood the internet with them, you'd be surprised how many people you'll get into heaven by this. Okay, 1 Peter 3 and verse 18. Glory to God. Okay, watch this. We're going to look at a picture of it. For Christ also has once suffered for sins. Hallelujah. The just for the unjust. Okay, Christ suffered for sins. The just for the unjust. He died for everybody, that he might bring us to God. Now, this is so interesting, because there's a lot of teaching in the church. Why would he die for my sins to send a grace to cover me while I'm sinning? That don't make no sense. He could have just sent the grace and never got on the cross and died. No, he died to get you out of sin, to bring you to God. So don't let these stupid messages, stupid messages in the body of Christ fool you. These stupid messages is not the plan of God. It's a plan by which Satan has come up with a strategy to incorporate more people in his plan to go to hell. That's what that is. The hyper grace message. Some people call it the grace revolution. If you ever hear it, it is a hell revolution. I don't suggest you read that book, but if you read it, it'll scare the life out of you. They're talking about you don't have to repent for sins. If you go sin, if you feel bad after you sin, that's a devil. Just ignore it. Don't even mention it, because you are the righteousness of God in Christ. That's stupid. That's why I call it stupid. And the people following that stuff, God, have mercy on them. How did they get caught up? You know how some of them got caught up? They heard the truth one day and turned from it, and God gave them a lie. When you hear the truth and you reject it, God will let you believe a lie. And a lot of them believe in a lie because they done heard the truth at one time and they rejected it. And God, the Bible said God is a jealous God. You don't receive his truth, he'll give you over to a lie and let you believe it with passion. That's what happened to a lot of them. But it's really stupid because the Bible said over there, said, if you sin, if not when, if. We have an advocate with the Father. If you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us. But this grace revolution says, don't even confess your sin. If you confess your sin, you're becoming sin conscious. And then one preacher said you can go commit a sin, and to show you how powerful grace is, just don't even mention the sin. Just go and just lift your hands and worship God. Stupid doctrines. And I don't have no respect for them. And every time I get on them, I take too much time. Amen. And this thing about believing in the cross only, just believe in what he done for you with the emphasis you don't do nothing. Stupid doctrines. That's not God's plan. That's Satan's plan to incorporate more people in his ark to carry them to hell. Okay? So it says that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Okay? Now, I don't have the time to go to all the scriptures, but you know, Jesus was made like unto us. Man is spirit, soul, and body. Jesus came spirit, soul, and body. Okay? He was made like unto us. When he got ready to go to the cross, the Bible says that they beat him and beat him to where they didn't beat him to death because he said, no man take my life. He just gave his life up. When it was time to go, he gave it up. They couldn't beat him to death. How you going to beat life to death? He just gave his life up when it was time to go, but he took a beating in his body, and he's bleeding, and tore his flesh off his body. Then before he died, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Into your hands I give you my spirit. See, here now, see, I'm laboring here now. Here's the thing you got to understand before you can understand salvation. Your spirit, the candle of the Lord's spirit, your spirit in you, they taught us that's who we are. First of all, you're going to have to get over that lie because that's not who you are. That's what you have. And Satan twisted it and said the soul is what you have. No, let's untwist that thing. The spirit in you belong to God. The spirit in you is that voice. Remember when before we got saved and even after we got saved, there was a little still small voice in you and you would be doing something wrong and something would say, you wrong. Y'all remember that? And then something would say, you shouldn't have did that. Y'all remember that voice? That's not you. But religion taught us that that's who we are. That's not you. That's what God put in you. And it's called the candle of the Lord. That person there is the one that got born again. That person there is the one that's divine now. Still inside of you, totally divine, totally one with God. Know this book from cover to cover. In context, don't have nothing messed up. He's sitting in you right now, and if you go to do something wrong, he'll make you feel bad inside. You may not know the scripture, but he'll tell you, don't do that, don't do that. Why? Because he know God. He know what God said. And your conscience, the conscience is nothing but the voice of the spirit, or the mind of your spirit. That's all it is. Okay, so when that thing start bothering you, that's your spirit. Now, a lot of people don't understand this. I'm sorry, that's not you. Don't let religion fool you. That's not you. That's God's representative in you. And God said, if you want to worship me, you worship me in that thing I'm talking about and in truth. Now, who is he telling if you want to worship me? Who is he talking to? They that worship me must worship me in and in, who is the day? Souls. Okay, so we got that. A lot of folks don't have it. They got it mixed up. And that's why these false doctrines coming in, because they thinking, I'm born again, so I can go commit adultery, come right out and worship, because I'm the righteousness of God. Your spirit is the righteousness of God, but your nasty soul better get in line with it. It's deceiving folks. And that's why they said you can come out of sin and don't even have to mention it. Because I'm righteous. I'm holy. My spirit can't sin. Right. But if you don't get this right before you stop breathing, when God, you die in sin, God come take his candle out of you. And the Bible says it goes back to God. And that soul left alone, naked out here, you're going to realize then you're a soul. Going to be too late then, because that soul should have been following that spirit when God put it in you. Yes. Boy, I'm late right here. But anyway, Jesus got where he was beaten, and his spirit couldn't go into hell. Too much light in it. He said, Father, into your hand I commit my spirit. His body, they put it in the tomb. According to Isaiah 53, last four verses, the only thing went to hell on Jesus was his soul. Only souls go to hell. Souls. Now, it says, for Christ also has once suffered for sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened in the spirit. He was put to death in his flesh. His spirit went back to God. But when God on the third day got ready to raise him, the spirit came back, united with his soul, and quickened his body, and he came back alive. Now he's spirit, soul, and body. All three are now glorified. His soul glorified. His body glorified. Right now, the only thing on us in the plan is the spirit has been glorified. But if you stay in the ship all the way to the end, God's plan is to glorify your soul. God's plan is to glorify your body. You'll never have another problem with your body and your soul ever again. Stay in the ship. We have problems with it now. We have to keep it under. We have to keep it right. Sometimes, you know, I believe in healing. Sometimes I get a little pain in my right side all the time. I just rebuke it and keep on going. And I go many days without pain. Every now and then it creep back up, you know. And you say, well, you ain't got no faith. You don't know what you're talking about. Keep living. Keep living. Let age catch up with you. Amen. But you praise God through it. Amen. Glory to God. I'm a battle cross for now. God, thank you for the days I'm feeling good. Amen. Thank you for the days I'm feeling. Come on, somebody. But one day, you're going to have a body that never ache again, never pain again, a soul never think another bad thought again. And that you got to stay in the ship. Glory to God. Okay. So it says, verse 19, by which also he went in and preached unto the spirits in prison. Notice he went into to preach to the spirits that was in prison. Boy, I don't want to go here, because if I go here, I'm going to take up the rest of my time. Y'all, if y'all interested in this, I'll teach that to you sometime. What spirits he went to preach to? Because the Bible said he went in prison to preach to the spirits. That wasn't the peoples in paradise he was talking about here. Mm-mm. Amen. We'll talk about that later. But he went into prison and preached to the spirits that was in prison. Brother Webb know what I'm talking about. Which sometime was disobedience. Well, he's finna tell you who the spirits are. He's finna tell you who they are. When once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. I was thinking about this when I was preparing this. You know, God tried to give all those people that was living during the days of Noah a chance to be saved. 120 years, he was trying to tell them about the flood. He would have either enlarged that ark for those people, or he'd have built an ark for every family. God wanted to save them, but they were so rebellious, and only eight, now notice how the Bible said eight souls. It ain't said no eight spirits. We better read our Bible and stop listening to these folks talking about them feeding your spirit. Them preachers don't know what they're talking about. No, they don't. They don't know what they're talking about. It says that eight souls were saved by water, and like figure whereunto even baptism do it now save us. Not to put in the way of the filth of the flesh. He ain't talking about water. He talking about an answer of a good conscience towards God. That's when I taught you about it. Stay inside of a good conscience, you won't sin. Don't break the word. Don't break your conscience, you won't sin. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, let me just throw this in. All of these people during the days of Noah that was disobedient to God, only eight souls were saved. The rest of the souls went to hell. But their spirit went to a place that the Bible called a prison because those spirits at that time were still natural and they couldn't go into heaven because the spirit gonna return to God anyway. But those people's spirits couldn't go into heaven at that time, so they had to be in a holding place in the earth, somewhere in the earth, but the soul went to hell. Though all those people went to hell, but God took that spirit, that little voice, that was God. He took that voice, kept it in a certain place, and when Jesus shed his blood, he said, now go preach to them spirits and now let them go on back to me. Y'all will get that later. Is that too deep for you to study the scriptures? Shouldn't be too deep. The spirit is God. Proverbs 20 verse 27, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. So he redeemed what was his, but the souls that chose to follow sin, they went on to hell by choice. So he'll take his spirit out of you and let you go to hell if you want to. Because the soul makes the choice. I didn't mean to go there. I hope I ain't leave question marks everywhere. We'll talk about it. I got other scriptures now, but let me keep moving. All right. That's just a picture of salvation. Eight souls was inside the ark, and eight souls were spared by God. Could have been more, but they didn't listen to God. The Bible says, in our day and time, this world here is preserved by fire. It won't be water, but fire next time. Now, he got people preaching the plan of salvation, preaching the plan of salvation, and Satan got the audacity to warp the plan, and a lot of people following a warped plan, and they're going to end up going to hell just like all of those people in the days of Noah. There ain't but one common plan of salvation. Make no mistake about it. One plan. And you got to hear that plan, understand that plan, and stay in that plan. And if you get out of it, it's just like getting out the ark and drowning. Titus 3 and verse 5 and 4 through 5. Okay, I do this all the time, but this is important. God said this is important, and we got to explain this again. All right. This is how you got saved, okay? You come to a place in your life where you say, you know what? I'm ready to give up the world. Really and truly, I don't think people truly get saved until you give up the world, until you're ready to say, Lord, I want to say bye to this world. I need you, God. Jesus, please come in my life. And when you do, the Holy Spirit come take residence in your life. And then and only then are you really born again, okay? Now, when you're born again, this is what happens. Please, saints, understand it. Because you got a lot of brothers and sisters who are truly saved that don't understand this. And because they don't understand this, they eating stuff laced with poison. And some of them going to lose their souls because they don't understand the true plan.
Praise the Lord. That's it for today. We got to close the broadcast. We're out of time, but I want to thank you for tuning in. If you'd like to write us, you can write us at Someone Cares Ministry, Post Office Box 64598. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70896. That's Post Office Box 64598, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70896. I want to encourage you to go to our website for more free teaching at www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. This is Apostle Lewis. Said we love you. Thank God for you. And remember, Jesus cares for you.
Someone cares for you. His name is Jesus. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you.